Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we've got a great program. Really, it's kind of some scary stuff. If you're paying any attention to what's going on these days, it's hard to not miss the environmentalists taking over the country with all of their agendas to provide clean air, clean water, clean everything. And they do it all under the premise that they are protecting public health and welfare. So, because they have, of course, I'm talking about global warming and all of the scientists that apparently overwhelmingly agree that the Earth is getting hotter. I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe that the science is overwhelming. But we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the electricity. I'm trying to tell you, this is something that's going to hit you in the pocketbook, and Obama is just kind of sneaking it right through. We all talked about carbon credits and this big old scam of charging businesses for their carbon footprints. Well, you know, we talked back then how it couldn't happen, how that was federal overreach, and that the government, federal government, could not tell states how their businesses could operate, and they were not going to be subjected to these new fines and penalties for not complying with clean air, clean water type legislation. And unfortunately, they have found a way to kind of change the name. They revamped it a little bit. And now they're calling it the Clean Power Plan. And I received an email today from my state representative, Charles Doc Anderson, from here in Texas, District 56, McLennan County. And this email was basically a warning to constituents, saying that the Clean Power Plan is an attack on the lower and middle class, that the plan calls for a 32% nationwide CO2 reduction, and that it basically is attacking power plants. And in Texas, how we produce energy, how we collect energy, our electrical grid, this is protected. This is state property. These are electrical grids that are under the sovereignty of our states. But in spite of this known fact, the federal government is planning on rolling this out, kind of like the Obamacare plan. It just kept on going without being resisted. Well, thankfully, my representative is paying attention to what's going on. Of course, what can we do about it? Well, let's talk about what this is first. So if you don't know, the Clean Power Plan is the federal government's way of cleaning things up. And they sell their plan because they say that it is built on solid legal and scientific foundation. This comes straight from their website. They say that all of the data, all the facts regarding the global warming or the climate change is supported by science and the law. One point they make is they say that climate change is one of the greatest environmental challenges we face and affects all Americans' lives, from stronger storms to longer droughts to increased insurance premiums, food prices, and allergy seasons. They talk about 2014 being the hottest year in recorded history. In fact, 15 of the 15 warmest years on record have all occurred since 2000. This line here is kind of gets me. Overwhelmingly, the best scientists in the world, relying on troves of data and millions of measurements collected over the course of decades on land, in air and water, at sea and from space, are telling us that our activities are causing climate change. So there you go, folks. All the way from space, experts are telling us that our power plants are creating problems and causing climate change. If there was ever any dispute, just know that it's over now because it's right here on this piece of paper, on the government's website, epa.gov/cleanpowerplan. So that's pretty bold. They're really trying to pitch and sell this. But this one right here, this one's the line that scares me. Because greenhouse gas pollution, so what once they set the standard there that they're the best scientists in the world and don't question them, then their following line says, because greenhouse gas pollution threatens public health and welfare, EPA is using the authorities available under the Clean Air Act to regulate sources of these pollutants. So there you have it. That's how they're doing it. And what does that mean for us? What does that mean to the average person? Well, you know, I'm looking at this chart here just to give you an idea of what they are trying to do to us. Now, those of us or those of you who are in states where you produce a lot of energy using coal or using, you know, different, I mean, I'm talking things other than solar and wind. Everything else they don't like. So they want EPA projected retirements of 120,000, I guess that's megawatts of coal-fired capacity by 2020. They want total spending on electricity, or they say total spending on electricity increases from $364 billion to $541 billion per year. $177 billion is a 49% increase. They say that total spending on natural gas increases from $107 to $214 billion per year, or a $107 billion increase, or 100% increase. Residential bills, they're projecting at minimum 27% increase. And residential gas bills, they expect to increase by 50%. This is not just a one-time penalty. This is not this is for the rest of eternity if federal government has their way. This is how they want to shut down power-producing states. The ability for us to produce energy, it gives us too much leverage. And states like ours and others who, you know, energy is a big part of our economy. When you start imposing laws that regulate new regulations that, I mean, it costs money for these companies to upfit or alter or do whatever that they need to do in order to meet the standards. And that's not cheap. That's that money they have to pay, they're going to pay it. But guess what? They're going to mark up whatever services and products they have and offset whatever it costs. And who pays that? The consumer, we do. And because we're sitting around not paying attention to what's going on, we keep getting suckered. We keep getting bamboozled. And, you know, we want to talk about being bamboozled. Wait till you hear what we talk about here at the end of this break. This whole selling of carbon credits and all this is an industry that is, I'm going to say it's mob-like, and there's so much room for corruption, it's not even funny. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about that when we come right back.
One disease. Millions of lives permanently disrupted. Today, there are over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. But Alzheimer's is taking more than memories. It's taking lives. What few realize is that Alzheimer's kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And Alzheimer's is the only disease in the top 10 causes of death that can't be slowed, stopped, or prevented. From 2000 to 2013, while deaths from other diseases decreased significantly, Alzheimer's deaths increased 71%. But equally disturbing, many living with Alzheimer's say they are not being told their diagnosis. While more than 90% of people with the most common types of cancer say they are told their diagnosis, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers say they are told. The economic toll is staggering, too. In 2015, it will cost the nation $226 billion to care for people with Alzheimer's. By 2030, 72 million baby boomers will reach an age of greater risk. The fact is, everyone's at risk for Alzheimer's, even you. But everyone can help, especially you. We're the Alzheimer's Association, the brains behind saving yours. Join us.
All right, we're back. We were talking about the darn EPA and how they're getting involved in our lives. How they're increasing our electric bills and gas bills and really digging into our pockets. And we're letting them do it. Yeah, we can get warnings, and I do appreciate the warning and the advance notice, but really it's too late. We're always a day late and a dollar short when it comes to this. All we do is hear about what is being done against us, and we never hear about reversing any of these actions. But we never hear we're dying to hear someone come forward and say, charges are being pressed against Hillary Clinton for, falsifying or lying to Congress. We want to hear things. We want results, but all we get are just more put-offs. And, you know, we think that our elected officials are protecting us and that they are doing all they can, and maybe they are, and if they are, we're in bad shape. If John Boehner is correct that having the majority in the House and Senate doesn't mean anything, then we're in trouble. Only way we can get something done is to have the majorities in both House and the presidency. That doesn't sound like much unity to me. But speaking of unity, that's a good segue into this emissions trading, because kind of the way I see it, this has got so much corruption built into it. It's not even funny. If you are a power plant, say a coal plant in Texas, and you don't want to invest the money in upfitting or retrofitting your facilities to meet the new standards that the federal government is putting on you, then you can seek to purchase credits from other companies that are more efficient than you are. And so these credits that you buy, which really it doesn't change the outcome of your carbon, all it does is creates a different economy. It's an economy that the average person doesn't participate in. It's one of those elitist things. It's this whole carbon credit concept. Al Gore, all of these early global warming people, they knew that there was gold in carbon credits. And if they could just establish a footprint or get a hold somehow, a little bit, and start and gain some traction, then they can start charging for carbon credits. And if they can do that, they're basically printing money. So I have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring you on here. The way I do this is I just rattle off the last four digits of your phone number. Caller 3001, are you with us?
Yes, Duke. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm glad
really
you called in.
The show.
Glad you made it.
Yeah.
You been listening?
Yes, I have. I have been listening. Yeah, this
well,
is just so carbon.
Tell me, what do you think of all this?
Well, I think it's about money. I think it's about power. It's always about power. It's not about alleviating the carbon. It's about power. You know, it's getting more control of the industry, the energy industry, and taxing more people and getting more money from the public. Then they'll distribute it how they feel that it needs to be distributed.
Well, the thing to me is how they're force feeding us the fact that global warming is real, that it is man-made. And, you know, I just don't know that the science actually says that. I was watching videos before this program of all of the experts and scientists who are, you know, they talk about all the numbers that were faked, the data that was fraudulent. I don't think, but they sure are trying to pass it off as officially done deal.
Yes, but you know, for as many as say they are, usually there are people that are on the government payroll in some way or the other. The ones that are saying, yeah, this is a fact. And there are others who are in business and in private enterprise and who are doing their own private studies. They're saying, no, there's no way it can be proven, you know. You got to remember some of the driest and hottest times we've had. It was in the 1930s, you know. Did we do that? You know,
right,
1920?
Right. Well, you know, they do take advantage of every opportunity that they get. That's
yes,
how they operate. But let me ask you this. You're always talking about the Constitution. Tell me where in the Constitution it says that the federal government can impose this on us.
No place in the Constitution. But, you know, the states made a big mistake, and that was to start taking the money from the federal government. Now, in the case of Texas, they take way, way a lot more money out of this state. We send it up to Washington, and they give us maybe a tenth or less of what we sent up there, and then they tell us how to run our state. So what they're doing is manipulating us, and we don't realize that, you know. They're using the people we pay for, you know, in the Justice Department and the EPA and all this stuff against our companies. You know, the EPA and the Justice Department is supposed to be, you know, protecting everybody in the state, not just the people that D.C. deems right. And they're not doing that. They're coming at us with our own money. And what we need to do is become more independent. And the way you become independent is you don't take their money anymore, and then you make better decisions for yourself and those locally. And the states can make better decisions. But, well, it's hard to break that feed from you know, because it's not that the whole state is benefiting, but there are individuals in the state that are benefiting from the federal dollars. And those are the guys that keep putting out this garbage, this misinformation, so we would continue to take federal dollars. Yeah. So.
Yeah, those are the contractors and lobbyists. You know, just think of all the money that's being made on I-35 alone. I-35, you know, it's a huge highway, but it's just one. We've got several, and they're all being worked on simultaneously. There's so much money coming in. I know that, yes, the state's putting up a bunch, but, yeah, you're right. Once you take the money, you're kind of, it's like we're talking about the candidates, you're beholden to the donor. Well, in this case, like you say, it's the people's money, but it's doled out by the federal government.
Yeah, it's like an addiction. And, you know, they give you the first few hits free, and then they get you hooked, and then they threaten you with not giving it to you if you don't give them more money. So, you know.
Well, you're a business owner. I mean, what are you going to do when they come to you and say that they don't like the way that you're draining, you know, they don't like the way you're draining your water, or they don't. I mean,
well, they already
you have to put
that
fuel in your vehicles. You have to drive all over the place. Your cost of doing business is going to increase. Don't you just pass on whatever that increase is to your consumer?
Yes,
I mean,
or you
isn't
go out of
bad ultimately? Yeah, or you go out of business, or I mean,
and somebody else
that's
that
the
are,
point.
That is bigger is able to take over your business. And so that's they don't want the small business. The small business.
So this is a deal killer. This is a business killer. Small business. We all know that he doesn't. You know, we're talking about Obama. Doesn't think that the individual can do something on our own. You keep talking about becoming independent. Reading and deciphering truth from fiction. People need to do more of that. And when it comes to something like this, and you start talking about all these trading credits across state lines, what does that even mean? I mean, why are you going to force this company to pay another company for credits? That is just, it's like extortion. That's why I say it's like mob related. It's to me, it comes across as extortion.
It is extortion. That's all. It's as simple as that. Is we're going to decide who's going to win, and if you want to play the game, you got to pay us the money, okay? And we'll let you be dirty and pollute the air as long as you give us money, so we can use that money to gain power somewhere else. And then we'll use that power against you some more, so we can squeeze you some more to get some more money. And it's just a never-ending cycle, because they're not going to be satisfied with that. Every time we cross state lines, of in any kind of commerce, we give them more power over our daily lives and our pocketbooks, and mostly our pocketbooks.
Well, this whole thing hinges around climate change. You know, we call them crazy or loons or whatever people call Al Gore, but really they're the ones who are laughing right now at us. They're the ones who are saying how stupid we are. And I think they're laughing to the bank. They see it coming. There's billions and billions of dollars that will be traded during this time to purchase these credits. And, you know, it's a big heist. And it's just like I believe my representative compared it to what Obamacare did to the medical system. You know, we get frustrated. You know, we've talked, I get frustrated, but where does it end? When do we start to see some victory here?
It ends when everybody is equal, like in Cuba. That means, or in Venezuela, where everybody has the same portion of nothing or very little. That's where it ends.
So socialism is the end game for them.
And they and in the end, they still live like gods in Washington D.C. and their children and their children's children, and the rest of us are just surviving on whatever they decide we ought to have. Because I promise you, you know, remember when they said to Obamacare that the legislature was going to be under the same medical plans that we were, and at the last minute
right. They
went and got their own and separated themselves. They've done that with everything that said they claimed that we were going to be, that they were going to be equal to us, and they're not equal. They're not equal in the way they hire people. They can discriminate against women. They can discriminate against whatever they want, and then they tell the rest of us business owners, you can't do that. You know, they can pay women less than they do a male, and even the very agencies that are formed to prevent this discrimination, like the age discrimination, these people discriminate against people for age. So they don't live under the same rules, and the Constitution forbids that. It forbids that they pass legislation or laws that they're not going to be able to, that they're not going to live by. It forbids it. And the answer is the Constitution.
Well, we are at the end of our show, and it doesn't take long when you're venting like we are. we're putting it out there, folks. Frank, thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us tonight. This is the Duke Machado Show on every weeknight, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I would love for you to go by my Facebook page, The Duke Machado Show, and like it. Share it around and help me get those likes up. Also, follow me on Twitter at Duke Machado 1. My name is Duke Machado. I keep saying that over and over again. I need to find maybe just DM. This is DM. I don't know. I'll come up with something good. Catch me tomorrow night, and we're going to have another great conversation. And then Thursday, you're not going to want to miss Thursday's show. We are visiting with a real live moderate Muslim. He's actually got a U.S. Army background and some intelligence background, and he's a professor. So you're not going to want to miss that show on Thursday, 10 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Duke, I'm out of here.